We're here this evening with Paul Miller to discuss Circus Mojo. Paul is a former Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey clown, and he is currently very excited about his endeavors with Circus Mojo in Ludlow, Kentucky. And Circus Mojo is a very spirited project to gather community folks from all walks of life and ages and bring them together to instruct them and get them excited about the circus performing arts, and then to have them take their talents to the public. So, Paul, welcome today.
Well, thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you. I'd have to tell you, when I was told I would be talking with a former Ringling Brothers clown, I pictured some old guy walking in here like myself, and instead I get kind of a young whippersnapper. So start by telling us about Circus Mojo, and then we'll maybe dig down into your career a little bit.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you. Circus Mojo, it is indeed a circus, and we try to bring the circus to as many different spaces as possible. We take it on the road, and we perform really around the world on a lot of levels. Ludlow, Kentucky is our home base, and we work with children of all ages and abilities. We work with adults in wheelchairs who have physical disabilities, also mental disabilities. And first, it's like, how does the circus work with this segment of this population? First of all, they love the circus. They know what the circus is, and they get the opportunity to spin a plate, juggle, walk on a tight wire. You know, really, the goal of Circus Mojo is to watch the circus and then for us to bring it to life with our guests, our clients, our constituents. It's a circus.
What are the developmental motivations behind what you're doing?
Well, I was maybe the class clown, you might say. I was voted best and worst dressed class of 93. So, like, not an easy feat. Parents out there, if your kids are a little bit out there, there is hope for them. You know, I always say, don't try this at home. Try it at school where you have a better audience. So, developmentally, the circus, it's a great chance for people to try things that maybe they doubt that they'll be able to do, but then they will achieve it. Kids learning to juggle. And once they learn, they don't think they can do it. Adults love it too. And we do corporate team building events. You know, it's always the boss who is the last to learn. And it's always the secretary or the janitor who is the first to achieve. This is how we use the circus really as a tool of development, physical development, social development. It's a scenario where the clown, you might expect me to show up in a rainbow wig and big silly shoes and the makeup, you know, that kind of scares people. But the archetype of the clown is one that really challenges authority. The king could only control all of the subjects if the jester was there to blow off steam. And that role in society exists. We work at Cincinnati Children's Hospital a couple days a week, and we've been there for 3 years now. They continue to renew our funding, and it's really exciting. And there, we teach kids circus skills. And they go home with something positive. Yes, they have a cast, they have a scar, they have a prescription, they have a treatment. They also can balance a feather, spin a plate, do some hat tricks. And it's that kind of empowerment that we're looking for, because their healthy brother or sister at home can't do that. Their fellow classmates can't do these new skills. Even the doctors and the nurses can't do these skills. So this is where the whole mojo ideas, the empowerment, the confidence, zeal, drive, spirit, etc. So it might sound a little bit out there, you know, because circus, it's not exactly a sport and it's not exactly an art, but it straddles a lot of these lands.
You mentioned Children's Hospital. Tell our listeners some of the other venues where they might bump into you and your entourage.
We perform regularly at Newport on the Levee, which is a lot of fun. And it's a great vocational opportunity for the trainees that we're working with, mm-hmm. because you can't really study this. You have to do it. If you read a book about juggling, if you read this for years and years and years, but you don't practice it, you're in trouble. So we work there. We have an old movie theater in Ludlow, Kentucky, where we host events ranging from bluegrass night to electronic dance music to stand-up comedy. And all of these different events that we host, we also have circus elements. So in between stand-up comedians, we'll have some circus acts. And it's great for the apprentice performers who are, you know, anywhere from 18 to 25 years old who need to work an audience. So we say yes a lot. We think saying yes is a lot easier than saying no. Many times we come out for festivals, parades. As a circus performer, any opportunity to work an audience is a great opportunity. So you can really see us a lot of places.
I think the next question would be, suppose somebody wants to get involved with Circus Mojo, what are their opportunities and what does that look like?
Well, we have a summer camp that runs all summer long. It's actually started in May because some of the schools are out really early in Kentucky.
And
so
is that in Ludlow?
In Ludlow, Kentucky, mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, and it's neat because probably 60% of our business are people from Ohio who come across the river, are looking for something new. So circus camp runs from 9 until 3. It's a
How long are those sessions? How many weeks?
It's a one-week session.
And
is it the same thing every week? Does it repeat? Really, circus is progressive. Kids sign up for 1 week, and then they come back for 2 and 3 more weeks later in the summer, because every Friday at 2 o'clock, you can come to Ludlow, 322 Elm Street in Ludlow, right on Route 8, because we do a free performance for the community, and it's the kids who were in summer camp. And they go from the first day of camp, like, what am I going to do? And kind of like a little bit, hey, what is this? Or bouncing off the walls. There's the bookends there, you know, the bouncing ones and the ones who are stuck. To Friday at 2 o'clock, they perform a show. And every kid learns something brand new. And if they're there 3 weeks in a row, they go from juggling scarves to juggling balls, or walking on stilts to walking on the tight wire to walking on a rolling globe, or to hanging from the ceiling with trapeze and with silks. And it's really an opportunity for kids to excel at something that is dangerous. We are very safe. We got a great safety record. We're totally insured. Our staff is really top-notch. But kids these days, they live in a space where there's not a lot of consequences. And everything's, well, don't do that. This is dangerous. And at Circus Mojo, the goal is, all right, this can be dangerous if you don't do it like this. To walk a tight wire that's 16 inches off the ground, it's really not that big a deal. But once kids get that 10 times, 12 times, 15 times, then we put them on a tight wire that's 7 feet off the ground. The kids are then, they trust themselves, their parents trust in the program and the concept because they see their kid being focused, and it really brings out a positive achievement.
You are a graduate of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Clown College, as I have learned it, we call it. And I think just give us a real quick glimpse into what that was like to attend Clown College at Ringling Brothers.
It was fascinating. Honestly, at first it was intimidating because there were a lot of people in the parking lot who had a lot more circus skills than I did. But they were really looking to develop the clown character and the energy, I guess. You know, I'm trying to hold still here and then listen to your questions. But it was a boom, you know, the energy there. They had 60 teachers for 30 students. So an incredible, not exactly the teacher-student ratio versus a student-teacher ratio. Mm-hmm. And this was in 1996. They closed Ringling Clown College in 97. And it was a pretty bold move. And that's, again, what the circus takes. I was a senior at the time at CCM studying theater and dropped out of college to tour with the circus. And my parents were kind of wondering and the dean was kind of wondering. But I went back, finished. I believe in finishing what you start. But I said, look, UC's been here since 1818. It'll be here next year. I got to take this opportunity and go with it. And then really haven't looked back. It's been touring all over with the circus, kids, parents, whatever out there. It's just like Dumbo. You live on the train and you're living on the train with animals and people from around the world. And I grew up in Villa Hills, Kentucky, and it was fascinating to be on a train with literally people from around the world, speaking so many different languages, so many different cultures, and it was a great opportunity to experience the world and experience people.
Well, that's great. Paul, I'd like to thank you for coming in, joining us this evening. Our guest has been Paul Miller, bringing us pleasant information about Circus Mojo. If you'd like to find out more about Circus Mojo, you can find a link to their website on our website, which is wvxu.org. This is Stuart Holman for Around Cincinnati.